We're learning the sugyas of Darshi Yeshlam Tivin. If you remember, there was a discussion about Kalim Shinis Arab, whether they have a din of a Dabar Yeshlam Tivin. The Psach of the Ramah is that because there's a Hotsa'ah that's necessary, so therefore it's not a Dabar. The Psach of the Mechaber is that it's not Darshi Yeshlam Tivin, and the parentheses explains because there is some hotza'ah that's involved. Nonetheless, the Shach writes that you're supposed to not use the kalim for the first 24 hours to make sure that taimo pogum. That's what the Shach says. So there are just two brief ha'aros to make over here. One ha'ara is, l'cha'ora, what does it help that I leave the keli and then it becomes pogum? How does that help? We're going to learn a din in Mitzad Yivav called Davar Charef. Davar Charef has the koach to rejuvenate an iser. If you have, let's say, a pot that has not been used in 24 hours, so ordinarily any food that's cooked in the pot is going to be kosher because nice and tam of gan. But if I cook onions in the pot, if I cook something in the pot that's a Davar Charef, so in the din in that situation is that the Isser comes back. So how can I say that according to the Shach, this is a Dovar Sheyesh Lo Matirin in the sense of it won't Aser the food anymore. So I leave the pot for 24 hours, but L'chor, it's not a Dovar Sheyesh Lo Matirin completely because the pot could cook a davar charef, and if it cooks a davar charef, so then it's not going to be kosher. So it's not really, right? The Shach Taina is that's like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and there's no hafsid involved in just not using the pot for 24 hours. Well, that doesn't really make sense because maybe you can use it for a davar charef. So this l'cha'ora relates to the same question that we spoke about in the Prima Gadim and the Psicha, and the question that we discussed in Rav Moshe of Lvov, right? Moshe of Lvov, that if I have something that becomes less usher, does that glib, does it remain Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Right? What happens over here is the pot, while it is ben yomo, in the first 24 hours of the pot, I'm not allowed to use that pot for anything. Once 24 hours have elapsed, so then I'm allowed to use that pot, or the pot won't trafe up most things, but with an onion, it still is a problem. So what happens is, it is less usser, right? Is that called a davar sheyesh lo matirin when it is less usser? So the cha'ora, what the Shach is saying is that it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and you have to leave the pot for 24 hours, even though it's going to remain a shtickle usser, that you don't need heter gomor to sell the davar sheyesh lo matirin. You don't need heter gomor to make something a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The cha'ora, that's what emerges in the Shach. Nikuda rishona. Nikuda shniya. There's a famous comment of the Note of Yehuda in his Sefer Tzlach. The Tzlach is the Note of Yehuda Sefer on Shas. Siyan Nefesh Chaya. He was going to give it a different name, but his mother, who was named Chaya, died when he's about to publish the Sefer. So he calls it Siyan Nefesh Chaya, the Tzlach. So the Tzlach has a comment that Tilto Mukta is not called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is like an egg. Beitzah Shel Deviyantiv. The pshat in the egg is I'm either going to eat the egg today or I'm going to eat the egg tomorrow. So we say, don't eat it today, eat it tomorrow, davar sheyesh lo matirin. No? But let's say I have something that I want to use both today and tomorrow. Tilta muktzah, for example, right? The egg, bezer shlan debiyant, is also muktzah. Mitzad, the tilta muktzah element of the egg, so I'm not going to judge davar sheyesh lo matirin, says the Tzlach, because I want to use it both today and tomorrow. So the rules of Davashish Lamativin don't set in. Now, if you're asking, what's my Bikias in the Tzlach? How do I know the Tzlach? The answer is I need Pischei Tshuva over here. Let me just zoom in. It's the end of the Pischei Tshuva, Se'if Katin. The Pischei Tshuva, by the way, in Se'if Katin Vav, first makes his Ha'ara on the Shach, that what does it help to leave the pot for 24 hours? It still is going to be Asur Midrabanan, right? Because there's an Isser not to use a Keli Sheino Ben Yoma. We ask the Kasha in a more extreme way that it's Mamish Asur Al Yedei, the Dover Charif, etc. Upe MS, Nirlafini Staiti. Five in my Pispe Chuba, it's like five lines before the end. It's not a Davish Yesh Lamativin. According to what we wrote in Hilchas Nida, in the Nachlas Svi, in the name of the Tzlach and the Neg Bihuda, the Davish Yesh Lamativin lo bata hain le inyan achila, dimen manavshach, ma she yocha hayom, lo yocha lamachar, im kein achila zushro, tzal lecha hayom, be iser, yocha lamachar beheter. Right? That's eating a egg is a Davish Yesh Lamativin because the food I want to eat today, I'm going to, I should delay to eat it tomorrow. Right? Why eat it be'eser if you're going to be able to eat it be'heter tomorrow? If you want to move something, lo shayt davish yesh lamativin, shor yachol l'tautol hayom v'gam l'machar, ayin sham. Right? I want to use the keli both today and tomorrow. Right? By moving the keli. Davish Yesh Lamativin is the pshat. Why do it be'isser? You could do it be'heter. Right? So it's the thing that I'm going to eat today or tomorrow. Why eat it today? I could do it tomorrow be'heter. When I have something that I want to use both today and tomorrow, says the Note of Yehuda, the rules of Davish Yesh Lamativin don't apply. So in Cain, who hadin gam b'zeh, lo have a Davish Yesh Lamativin. So yachol l'shtamish b'kli zeh hayom v'gam l'machar. V'imkein hashimah shirotza l'shtamish hayom b'kli zeh ein l'mativin. Right? The Pischei Tshuva, Gevaldik Akasha. Now, according to the Yesod of the Tzlach, that something that I want to do both today and tomorrow, so I can't apply, right, let's say it like this. This Kasha of the Tzlach, this Yesod of the Tzlach makes much more sense in Rashi. Right, Rashi world is why get involved in an Isser if you could do the same Zach Beheter. But if it's the Pshat that I want to do it both times, right? So I want to do it now and I want to do it tomorrow. I can't say wait and eat it tomorrow. That's right, Adshi Yechlin Bissi Yechlin Beheter. Wait. That's the Rashi Shlamativin. But over here, I can't say wait. Because I want to do it today and tomorrow. The item is Shaya for today and tomorrow. So by the Keli also, it should not be a Dabar Sheyesh Lamativin because I want to use the Keli both today and tomorrow. So in the Pischei Tshuva asks this Kasha on the Shach. But L'cha'ora, right, this does not really make full sense because I'm going to use the Keli both today and tomorrow. But the bliya in the keli, I'm not going to use both today and tomorrow, because tomorrow the bliya in the keli is going to be okay. But this gets involved in what we spoke about, Rabbi Ganak, Prima Godim Oschas in the Sifsei Das, right? When I talk about the keli, am I being mevatel the guf hakeli, or am I being mevatel the bliya in the keli? The discussion about Davish Yesh Lamativin is that on the actual keli itself, right, meaning that I assume that the keli itself became usur, or not. So l'cha'ora, that is the next ta'ara. So what we have so far is a tzlach, and the tzlach is mistaber according to the shita of Rashi. Whether or not I apply that tzlach to se'if gimel depends on whether se'if gimel is being mevatel the guf hakeli, or whether Se'if Gimel is being Mevatel the Bliya in the Keli. And now Mr. Weiss is going to try to prove to me that every single thing I have said is wrong.
Yeah, just the Yehuda, why the Isser, meaning we're talking about being able to move this Davar Sheyesh Lamativin on Shabbos?
Let's say, yeah.
Like why would it not be able to?
I want them, because the idea is if there's something that I could do be'isr, I could do beheter, it's the same zach, and I'm going to do it one time, do that one time thing tomorrow, and it's beheter.
Why would there be an isr l'taltu at all?
Well, beitzer shenol debiyantim is also l'taltu.
Right?
Yeah, that's the first mission of beitzer.
So then why, just because it's going to be mutter tomorrow, would that...
So one would argue that because it's mutter tomorrow, it should be davar sheyesh lo matirin. On the other hand, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin, because by achilas beitzer, I could say that's davar sheyesh lo matirin.
I'm not allowed to do anything, it's beitzer shenol debiyantim.
If it gets mixed up with other stuff, there's a taruvus, and I want
to
move.
You're saying that the isr total that would right. be on an object would apply to all the other objects in the taruvus.
Nothing.
Ah.
That's the issue. Right. I forgot to note that point. Okay. Rashi is also relevant for the beginning of Sif Dalet. I promise no, I'd speak about Sif Dalet a little bit. Sif Dalet, the first din. Yesh Misha Omer, the Mechaber, says that Dovah Sheyesh HaMatirin is not Shayach Hecha Shamachom Miskalkel, when the food's going to get ruined. The Pashtus is that this halacha is based on Shitas Rashi. Rashi holds, Ad Sheyochlenu Be'isser, Yechlenu Beheter. Right? Why get involved in an Isser? You could do it Beheter. Well, dude, if it's going to be ruined, so then I can't ever do a Beheter. Because it's going to be ruined. So therefore, right, presumably the rule of davar sheyesh lo matirin should not apply because Rashi, right? It's going to be miskalkin. So I don't have the svara of Rashi. According to the svara of the Ran, that davar sheyesh lo matirin, since it's a heter, therefore it's a weaker iser, so therefore it's not a full contrast. And if it's not a full contrast, so it can't be batal, like the Yesod of the Ran in the Dorim. So according to the Ran, just because it's going to be miskalkel doesn't mean it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because right now, it's usser, no? And it's a weak level isser. So therefore, maybe it should not be batal. I understand why according to Rashi, it's not batal. Right? So Sif Dal, at the beginning, Pashtus is like Rashi. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yudtes, however, points out that if you just follow the paper trail, the Ran himself makes this point. The Ran says that when the Isser is miskalkel, it is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, and it's hard to understand exactly why. Presumably, the answer is because since davar sheyesh lo matirin is a din derabbanan, so we decide to throw some kulas into the miskeret, even though we already had a svara that davar sheyesh lo matirin, we don't want any kulas at all. I don't know how to square this. Yes, sir.
Well, we could say that, I don't know exactly what she's wrong speaking, but we said that Yavish at least is kind of on Team Rashi.
Right. Okay, in other words, if we hold that the, if we hold like the Megillah Sefer is Yesod, that even the Ran is masking to the Svara of Rashi by Yavish B'Yavish, right?
Right.
So then perhaps in the Hanami. But the fact is, the Pashtos in this din is like Rashi. Now, this idea that when the machal is miskalkel, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So if you look in the Gra writes that the source of this is Le'el Sif Beis. Sif Beis. What was Sif Beis? That davar sheyesh lo matirin is only when the matir will definitely come al kol panim. But, im ha-matir b'yadol asoso below hefsid. Or you could do it without hefsid. Meaning, if there's hefsid, so then it is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? So Sif Beis has the same yesod as Sif Dalet of the Gaon. And the source of Sif Beis, we know, is that Tosus and Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel, where Tosus distinguishes between Richuk Makom and Kiruv Makom. Can I bring that Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim easily, or does it involve some difficulty?
right? Meaning, if it involves difficulty, we pointed out yesterday that real tircha is the equivalent of hefsid. So I see from that din that when there is hefsid involved, it's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? That's what the gra time is. However, it's worth noting that therefore this is not muskan makor, because that gemara in Bava Metzia, where the rishonim are bothered, how come the meiser sheni, right, is not a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So Taisa says it's far away, etc. Rashi on that same daf, Bava Metzia 53a, Rashi writes that no, the case is it's meiser sheni shenitma, and that's why you can't bring it into Yerushalayim. Right? So Rashi l'cha'ora disagrees with this entire yisul, that when the ma'achol is miskalkel, it is not davar sheyesh lo matirin. It is worth noting that there are people on the page who disagree with the yisod. Look in Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger points out that the Maharshal, right, says that it is davar sheyesh lo matirin, meaning hefsid, right, or miskalkel is not enough of a reason that's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now I should point out that when I talk about hefsid,
how's Rashi internally consistent?
You know, this din seems like Rashi, but Rashi, again, like, you have to figure out how much hefsid there is, etc. Rashi Svara of Ad Sheyachlenu Be'isr Yechlenu Beheter, maybe, right, or... But Rashi Svar, you're saying that the din sounds very much like Rashi. So how could it be that they... I just think that there is... The din might sound like Rashi, I'll say it like this, but the makar for this din, that they're Mitzayin, of Mitzia Nun Gimel, the way Rashi learns that Gemara, it can't be the makar for this din. Right? But the din is a din that's Mistaber, according to Rashi. Right? That's a more accurate way of saying it. Now let's just make a ha'ara, Ba'de HaShulchan notes, I believe Sifkat and Lamed Aleph Lamed Hey, that miskalkel is not davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? It's going to get ruined. One second, we said a shach a few minutes ago. If I have a pat and I leave the pat, right, for 24, the shach says I should leave the pat for 24 hours because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? And it's not going to be bottle right now, right? Leave it for 24 hours and it's no sintan lufka. That's what it says in the shach. But one second, that's a chor, miskalkel, no? The whole yisod of a pot after 24 hours being mutter, or the food that's cooked in the pot is mutter, the yisod of that's because it's no sintan lufka. That means there's some kilkel involved, no? It gets worse. If you're going to tell me that when something will get worse, that is not a reason why it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, so the whole yisod that the shach has in sif katin ches, right? The whole yisod of that shach that you should leave the pot, and therefore, or you have to leave the pot, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, you shouldn't. But one second, if I'm going to leave the pot, it's going to be miskalkel. And kilkel, right, doesn't, right? If something is going to be miskalkel, then the rules of davar sheyesh lo matirin don't set in. It's not called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It'll be...
The opposite.
One second, let's say this correctly. The shach says that I have a pot, right? So there's a shayla, whether the pot is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Mechaber paskins, it's a davar, it's not davar sheyesh lo matirin. The shach says it is davar sheyesh lo matirin, at least insofar as you have to leave that pot over for 24 hours, right? So it is davar sheyesh lo matirin insofar as I have to leave the pot for 24 hours. But one second, if I'm going to leave that pot for 24 hours, what I'm really doing is I'm being mekalkel the iser. If I'm mekalkel the iser, so it's not yesh lo matirin. Isn't this a cute kasha?
It's too cute.
No, Rebbe, it doesn't make sense. There's an obvious difference between this kasha versus Nosin Tan Lefgam.
Oh! So Nosin Tan Lefgam is not enough to be miskalkel. Miskalkel means it's mamish ruined. Nosin Tan Lefgam means we pass in the Gemara. It doesn't taste so good. Chaser Melach, Yatir Melach. There's Nosin Tan Lefgam, even. Right? We'll learn that in Kuf Gimel. Coming up, coming attractions. And we could say the opposite direction also, which is that even according to this Reb Kiva Eger, who quotes from the Maharshal, that having something ruined is still going to be considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. But there might be a difference between ruined and nifsad, ruined and destroyed. Right? If something is destroyed, so then it is for sure not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Beitza daf dalet, the sugya of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Eitzim shenashru min hadekel biyantet. Right? We already had this Gemara in terms of whether you can be marbeh on the Isser to be mevatalet. I have mukta branches fall down, right? So the Gemara says you can be marbeh olav levatalet. I frek the Gemara ein mevatalet nisrael chatzchila. Right? I, we learned the Mishnah ein mevatalet nisrael chatzchila. Yeah, well, there's no such Mishnah. Okay, I don't know how to deal with that one. Right? Footnote on the side of the Gemara. But ein mevatalet nisrael chatzchila. So my answer is mikla kali yisurek. No? The Isser gets burned up. Meaning, right, that the Isser getting burned up is solving the problem of a mevatan Isser chatzchila. The same Gemara over there also is speaking about davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? The wood falls off the tree. Wait till tomorrow. The Gemara answers mikla kali yisurei. No? According to half of the Rishonim, that Mikla Kali Yisuri solves all the problems in that Gemara. That means Mikla Kali Yisuri solves the issue of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That means when the thing is going to be ruined afterwards, it's not a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And that's what the Mechaber says over here. Or I'll say it like this. Even the Maharshal has to agree with that, because miskalkel is not as bad as nifsad. You see, miskalkel means that it's going to be ruined. Right? Nosin tam lefgam means it's pugum. It don't taste as good. Miskalkel means it's ruined, right? It tastes really bad, let's say. Nifsad means it don't exist no more. It is a davar pashut, mikla kali isurei, that when it don't exist no more, it's going to not be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's often in the Gemara. That's befeirish and shas, at least according to the way some of the Rishonim learned the Gemara. Good? So that is nikuda rishona about davar sheyesh lo matirin. Nikuda rishona and se'if. Dalas. Next Nikuda in Sif Dalad, there are two debatable points that the Ramah makes in Sif Dalad. One point is that we only say Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin if the Isser is Be'en, or there is Mamoshas of the Isser. But if the Isser is not Be'en, if it's only Taimosha Isser, that's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only when the Isser is Be'en. Next debatable point in the Ramah is that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is only by an Isser Machmas Atzmai. Right? We'll talk about both of these points. Both of these points are debated. First point, Isser versus Tamla Isser. Shach writes, Oz Tess, that he doesn't like this Ramah. He brings like a bazillion rayas against the Ramah. He says, well, maybe there's a difference between when the tam is a plinta, Meaning, let's say I have an item that's treif. It falls in a pot. When I take the item out, that's mamish just tam. And sometimes the item is nimoach, right? Sometimes it like spreads, diffuses. So then the isser is really there still. So the Shach suggests such a distinction in terms of deflecting. The Shach tries to have like 20 rayas against this Rama. It's mamish a Shach, right? Like 20 rayas against the Rama, but he tries to deflect some of them. Nonetheless, the Shach writes the last two lines in the Shach. The lav hachi dochek lechalek bin tamo de kishenisha sham olo. Right? The Shach, Os Tes, concludes that even Taimo Shel Isser should be called the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin because Rashi, Acha Teichlenu Be'Isser, Teichlenu Be'Heter. That's what the Shach is saying. Right? So we have three dinim today that seem to be based on Rashi so far, no? This din, the din of miskalkel earlier, and we also spoke about the din of being mash hedekeli, etc. That's also a din that seems to be based on Rashi. Now, this idea of the tam, that means according to the Ran, this idea of the tam, one could argue it. One could argue that according to the Ran, the Rambam is correct, right? The Rambam says that if you have tam o shel iser, it's not dover sheyesh lo matirin. The Shach says no, it still is. Ashatochlanu b'iser tochlanu b'heter. One could argue that the Ran's Svara, right, is a defense of the Rama. Again, this is all, I'd say, a teeny bit shetri. Like we could probably come up with some distinctions, but this is, I think, stage one in the conversation. The source of this din of Taimo being Batal, look in the Gra Os Yud Gimel, Gra Nois Yud Gimel. The Gra quotes Beitza Daf Dalet, Hani Mili Hecha De Isali Isura Beinei. Right, the Gra quotes the Eitzim Shenashim in Hadekel, that because they're not here anymore, the Isser is not Be'en, so therefore the rule of Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin doesn't apply. Right? Meaning the Gra is somehow equating miskalkel in the pure miskalkel nifsad the gamri sins to tam. Not so, Pasha. That's what the Gra says. The Gra then taines in the next line, and this part is really beautiful. Based on this yesod of the Rama, that tam is not considered dover sheyesh lo matirin, we could answer Tosis's kasha in Avodah Zarah. Tosis in Avodah Zarah, give me 3 minutes. Tosis in Avodah Zarah asks Akasha, why is Tevel not Batal? Is Tevel not Batal because it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin? Or is Tevel not Batal because Ketero Kachi Suro? Right, we pointed out that Tosis is Kasha. Tosis has two answers to this Kasha. The Gra says, you know what? According to the Rama, the answer is Mubuar. Maybe it's not the Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin if it's only Tam. And maybe the case of Tevel is they have a chunk of Tevel, falls into a pot. I pull it out. All that remains is the Tam. And maybe that's the case when it's not a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. They need the Svara of Akshat Teichlenu, Be'isr Teichlenu, Be'heter. The Gra says, maybe Hainu Sa'ar Shanafal V'Silko. But nonetheless, the Gra argues on this din of Tam. He says, Se'if Gimel is against the din of Tam. Because in Se'if Gimel, I discuss whether the Keli that was Bolea Isser, maybe it's a Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin. And the only reason it's not Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is because there is some Hefsid Tircha involved. Right? You get an impression, even tam should be davar sheyesh lo matirin. Like we spoke about, there's a contradiction between, or a supposed contradiction, or a seeming contradiction between se'if gimel and se'if dalet. Mr. Calendar, shalita. No, I don't want you to die. Shalita. You're not going to disagree with this one. Yeah.
Just like to understand the emotion that I know of this. Because I think it gets confusing with all the other videos that I've understanding the showing that the Ramon's going on over in Morchai. But how does the fact that the Ramon holds that like he says in Sephalet, that someone that's used to attacking something else is going to be considered like a Mimamino? And then how does that play in to the Ramon understands in the Bayharsif of whether or not that's going to be the time is going to be bottle or not.
I'm not understanding.
In the Ramah,
maybe we should talk about this a little bit later. Because I'm just dying.
No, it's two different points. Meaning over there.
Or just that's
you understood it more than I did. Okay, yeah.
You were talking about the Sinos Tom. Over there, we're talking about you have a dish which is Be'en, which is another
shape. Oh, right. Okay.
But over here, why I don't know.
No, so you're asking the difference between Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet.
Sif Aleph.
Sif Aleph.
Yeah, the loss of Aleph.
You're on Sif Aleph. Which Rama?
About Beza.
Libnu Bamaycho.
So the shach there that brings an Ari that says that it's Tawui Damudam. And when it's prescribing Sif Dali over in Orchayim, the same idea of the Sif.
Again, that
brings that up.
Right. No. First of all, Libnu Bamaycho, if you look in the Taz over here in Ice Tess. He tainas, and the Shach also says this idea that libnuba meichel is not just tam, because there is some color there that's considered like a mamish. That's what the Taz and those tests writes. Lo dami l'sif aleph, right? The hosam asui habeit alatet v'kedera l'vasim, and the Shach.
What about the fact that it's
tikkun? What's
tikkun? The Ramah just doesn't say that become white. It also says that if it's something that is like a mayim melach, it's tikkun.
No, so mayim melach, that's just a way of saying that's considered mimbamino, not mimbashino, you know.
Yeah, but why? Because you said the fact that it's
no. Again, like this is a fuller conversation. This is a fuller conversation. We're going to have to discuss it separately. I'll just say again, both the Shach and Sif Katan Tess and the Taz and Sif Katan Tess address your issue, and we'll have to work it through. Yeah, Yitzi.
When we're setting up this hype here between Rashi and Iran, and this is not a kasha, right? I mean, the overwhelming evidence is that we are willing to embrace both reasons. I mean, whether or not you say that you really
are. There are certain dinim that the point I'm trying to make again, this is what I meant. There's a teen bit shetri. I think if I kind of work harder,
but do we have to, or we just say Rishonim and Leposki use both reasons for dinim in terms of
you could say that, but like the Prima Gadim pointed out, there are some very clear nafgaminas between them. Yeah, maybe you could deflect everything. Enochanami, like you could say that we're choshish for both perushim. You could say that. I don't have such a problem saying that. But just, you know, I have to give shiur. So because I have to give shiur, so it's much easier to set something up in a structured way.
It's not like a
kasha. Enochanami. Yeah. I mean, that's fair. Nolad b'ta'arufis. Nolad b'ta'arufis is a Ramah in Se'if Dalet, where basically the way the Shach understands is I have some grapes that are pressing on Shabbos. Juice is coming out on Shabbos. That is a Mashkin Shezavu issue. It's going to be some sort of mukta. The grape juice that comes out on Shabbos is going into other grape juice that was out before Shabbos. That's called Nolid B'Ta'aruvis. It was not the Iser Nikar Kledim Shinis Arev. So it's going to be Bato in that case, even though it's a Davashi Shlomatirin. That's what the Ramo writes. What's the svara for this, right? The Shachlos Yud Beis explains it the way I just said it, about Gigas Malaya Anovim Be'utim, etc. What's the svara? So the svara l'chaura is the svara of Rashi, meaning Rashi says, Asher Teichlenu Be'isra Teichlenu Be'heter, which Reb Five HaKohen understood meant we are worried that we don't want to use bittul, because if we use bittul, we are going to be mezalzel in isurim. We'll be mezalzel in the terrible thing of bittul, and you might, etc. We don't want you to use bittul. Well, if something was never an independent isur beforehand, so there's no real concern for bittul. If the whole yesod of davreshi shamatirin is Rashi, I should take one of the Israel, take one of the Heter. I don't want to rely on Bittul. So I could talk about that when something was an Isser beforehand. I don't want you to be Mavatalat. But if I have something that was never an independent Isser, so then this idea of Aisha Teichlenu Be'isser, Teichlenu Be'heter, don't be mezalzel in the Isser to be mevatelet, this idea does not really make this idea. It's not right. It's not a Devashir Shamatim because the Sor of Rashi doesn't apply. Reb Bible Cohen points out that in the, I think it's Os Kuflam Edvav, in the Tziyunim, he says, according to the Ran, it's very hard to understand this din. Right? The Ran Svara, that it's a weaker Isser, it's hard to understand why the grapes that are going into other grapes would not be a Dover Sheish Lamatimin. He says, well, maybe we'll throw up our hands and just say that the Ran's going to say they were never attacking the Dindra Bonon of Dover Sheish Lamatimin in this case. Mr. Pellin Schwartz.
Just a very basic question. He said, can you repeat why fresh grape juice that was passed on its own on Shabbos is not allowed to be drunk?
Is there...
Can you just say one more time why?
Yeah, wine that is pressed on Shabbos is not allowed to be drunk because it's considered mashkin shazavu. The Gemara of Beitza says that liquid that comes out, it's like part of the Isser Dairais of Schita, Schita's Peiris, yeah. So therefore, there's a mukta on it. If it goes into the other thing, I would have thought to Darish Shalmatimim because it's mukta now, just drink it tomorrow. Right. The answer is because it's not nicker beforehand, it's like Nolad B'Taruvis. So therefore, I don't say it's a Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. That idea makes more sense in Rashi world. Okay, so there's obviously much more to say. You should all have Hatzlacha on your contemporary halacha test. Don't worship Avodah Zarah. Have a great day.